Jesus performed some awesome miracles on the Sabbath. One, he healed a man that had a withered hand. Another one was a woman who was bent over with a spirit of infirmity. Another was a man that had a disease called dropsy. The Lord spoke to me prophetically and told me just to say this over this house and this congregation, that the one with the withered hand, prophetically speaking, the right hand in particular, from what I understand about Bible culture, that was the hand of strength. And prophetically, that's the hand of purpose, the destiny, your work, your labor, this is your real thing. Well, this is why I'm here. For some of you, you've been working with your left hand. Left hand's supposed to just be the assistant hand. And so with this hand withered, you've just been kind of living life, just kind of just survival and making it. Because the thing that I'm really called to do, it's withered up. And then others of you, because of the spirit of infirmity, things that have been passed down generationally, sicknesses and disease. Pastor, you really confirmed the word for me tonight in your exhortation. But Jesus is present, guys. He's here right now. He spoke those words to that woman, and it applies to us today. Woman, thou art loosed. Jesus declares it. You're loosed from your infirmity. And then the final one not only applies to this house, but it really, I believe, prophetically to this region. It speaks of this man that has a disease called dropsy. So I had to look that one up to see what is this. Dropsy is a swelling that happens in the joints, a disease of a swelling in the joints. The fluid doesn't go through like it's supposed to, so it blocks and starts swelling, and you lose your mobility. And so the Lord took me right to his word in Ephesians 4 that talks about how every joint supplies in the body. And when there's blocks, when there's no flow because of divisions and strife and competition, the body of Christ here in Harrisburg and in this community has been under spiritual dropsy for so long. A swelling of the joints and immobile and not able to move and go forth and do what we're supposed to do because that flowing from joint to joint hasn't been there. But the Lord Jesus stood up on a Sabbath and on a day when the religious folks said, this isn't the right time. Oh my God. And that's probably been one of the biggest hindrances here in this community. I've only been here a year, so you know better than me what I'm saying. But the religious bondage and stronghold has told people, 6 other days you can come and do this, but on the Sabbath, you don't come for healing on the Sabbath. And that's ridiculous because he's Lord of the Sabbath. The Sabbath meant God then done so much, he's done it so completely, he just stops and takes a rest. Because he's completed everything that he said he's going to do. So when he calls people into a Sabbath, he means no disease can be in the Sabbath. No debt can be in the Sabbath. No distress. No death in the Sabbath because you're coming into my rest. You're coming into my completion. Yes, Lord God. Don't you remember in Genesis when it talked about how he made everything? And he said, it's good and it's very good. It's so good, I just have to stop. That's God. God is so awesome. It's so good. I just got to stop. We think in terms of he was really tired and had to rest. No, he's like, it's so complete. There ain't nothing else for me to do. So when Jesus came, he called people into the Sabbath. Come into the rest of my Father. Yes, Lord God. So that was crazy for him to hear somebody say, come on the other 6 days if you want to be healed. What do you mean? This is the day of healing. Yes, Lord God. So, if for no other reason, Lord, we were sent all the way to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania to say, welcome to the Sabbath. This is the rest of the Lord. Yes, Lord God. So we break off of you every religious hindrances and bondage that has been upon this house and upon the people of the Lord to keep them held back in prisons. stopping the flow from one joint to another, from one limb to another, from one body of believers to another. Yes, Lord God. Lord, we declare your Sabbath rest over this area, over this community, over this region. Yes, Lord God, we call it forth into the Sabbath rest of God. Yes, Lord God. Lord, I thank you for every joint supplying. Lord God, there will be no more anemic churches while some are real strong. Yes, Lord God, I thank you for the flow of the Almighty God throughout this region, Lord God. Lord, even as your people, we repent for the ways that we've held ourselves distant. We walked to the other side when we saw people broken and bruised and bleeding. But Lord God, we come into the Sabbath today. We receive it, Lord God, your strengthening, your healing, your cleansing. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Yes, Lord, and we speak now just as Jesus did, and we declare the word of the Lord. Woman, thou art loosed from your infirmity. Yes, Lord God, every disease, every cancer, HIV, AIDS, you bow now to the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord God, no cancer will live in this house. Yes, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Lord, I heard, Pastor, I heard your story. Yes, Lord God. And God did it for the set man, for the head man, to let you know that that anointing is flowing down through this house. Yes, Lord God. Every sickness, every disease, my God, every time you look at your pastor, you see the faithfulness of God. And don't you let another day go by that you let cancer and disease and sickness just sit there and scream at you. You say, God, you did it in my pastor. God, you did it in our leader. And I receive that anointing flowing down into my life today. Thank you, Lord God. Lord, we call forth. Yes, Lord God. Oh, we bless your name. Lord, for those that have been had their hands withered, God. Yes, Lord God. Ministries that have been withered up. Gifts and strengths and ability that have been withered, that have dried up. Yes, Lord God. Oh, come on. If that's you tonight, just stretch your hand forth. The Lord told that man to stretch his hand. Yes, Lord. Let your hand represent. Yes, Lord God. All of those places of failing. All of those things that God has told you to do that you've never been able to get started in. Let your stretched hand represent that now. Lord God, we stretch out a hand and we receive the strengthening. Yes, Lord God, the healing of the Almighty God. Oh, we bless your name. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, we bless your name. Oh, we give you praise. Thank you, Lord God. We bless your name, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Come on, give the Lord a praise. Thank you, Lord. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you for being faithful. Can we thank the Lord, but thank our brother for being faithful tonight?
Thank you, Lord.
See, Lord finds you faithful. He gives you something to share, and you don't water it down, and you don't twist it, and you don't try to it just comes through pure. Speaks of the purity of you, of vessel.